Welcome to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, always Luis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, and I got a chance to review and actually watch The Tomorrow War, which is a brand new movie starring Chris Pratt, directed by Chris McKay, which will be available on Prime, Amazon Prime Video on the 2nd of July. That's Friday. That's tomorrow if you're listening to this podcast today, Thursday, the 1st of July. And very interesting. Time travelers arrive from 2051 to deliver an urgent message. 30 years in the future, mankind is losing a war against a deadly alien species. The only hope for survival is for soldiers and civilians to be transported to the future and join the fight. Determined to save the world for his daughter, Dan Forrester, which is the character that Chris Pratt plays, teams up with a brilliant scientist and his estranged father to rewrite the planet's fate. I actually enjoyed the movie. I wish I would have sat down and enjoyed it calmly. I had to watch it while I was on the go and traveling and going about my day, my work day. I did enjoy the movie. It was a very good, especially if you're a sci-fi fan, I believe you will enjoy this movie. I don't think it brought anything new. We've seen this before, aliens trying to take over the world, you know, kind of sci-fi movie. We've seen this multiple times, Battle for Los Angeles, Independence Day. I think the interesting thing about this movie is that the aliens, the take on these particular aliens was very interesting. I would almost say it's kind of inspired by aliens, these kind of aliens. So it's a little bit of sci-fi tropes, different sci-fi tropes in this movie for everyone, if you're a fan. I enjoyed the human side of the story, the family story. I enjoyed that. And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I believe Chris Pratt did a really good job. It was a different side of Chris Pratt. I've never seen him act, do this kind of character before. Of course, we know him from being Star-Lord, Guardians of the Galaxy, and stuff like that. And Yvonne Stravinsky is also in this movie. He plays his future version of his daughter. Betty Glippin is his wife. And a bunch of other supporting characters that are in this movie. A lot of new actors, besides just Chris Pratt. J.K. Simmons is his father, and he's excellent, as always. So I definitely give the movie, without spoiling it anymore, hopefully I haven't spoiled it at all. I try not to. I want to give it a 3.5 out of 5. I did enjoy watching it. I just feel like it's been done before, done multiple times already. But I had a little fresh take to it, a different vibe to the aliens trying to kill everyone, you know, trope, sci-fi movie trope. So I appreciate that. Appreciate they try to do something new. The action was very good as well. So if that's your kind of movie, this movie's for you. If it's not, well, you might want to skip it. But I enjoyed it. I like sci-fi movies like this and was very, very, very enjoying it. I think it could have done actually well if it had a theatrical release. I think it would have done really well. But it's available tomorrow, July 2nd, on Amazon Prime Video. If you are into sci-fi movies, this is for you. The Tomorrow War, starring Chris Pratt, available on Amazon Prime Video July 2nd. I give it a 3.5 out of 5, okay? Pretty good movie. I wasn't expecting much, and I was not disappointed. Don't forget to listen to the live show every Monday, 6 p.m., Eastern Standard Time on Checkpoint XP's Twitch channel. And then you can also catch the audio version of that show on this podcast. And don't forget, you can always just ask your smart speaker to play Geek Culture Congress podcast and it'll do it. See you guys next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.